Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and leading up to doing this episode, you know, when thinking about what I could talk about, questions I might be able to answer for you, it kept coming back to one topic that if you've listened to all of the episodes, you probably heard me talk about. But if you haven't listened to all of them, you may not have heard me talk about it. And so today, I want to talk about the importance of teamwork, not just in everyday air traffic control, in which it is imperative that we have teamwork. And too often, controllers being the type A personalities that we are, we tend to want to do things by ourselves and take care of everything by ourselves. But air traffic, when it's its busiest and when it is its best, is a team effort and a team sport. And yet, with the focus of this podcast being mainly on those of you who are either at the academy or going to the academy, wanting to go to the academy, thinking about going to the academy, I wanted to talk a little bit about what teamwork means when you're in Oklahoma City. And specifically, what teamwork means in the en route version of the academy. And so, teamwork, when you get to the academy, now that they're doing basics in person, you're going to have about 4 weeks, maybe a little bit more than 4 weeks, to get to know your classmates and to figure out how you're all going to get through and how you're all going to pass, because that's the goal. And in order to get all of you through, number one, you're going to have to get everybody through basics, which doesn't always happen. Most classes will lose one or two in the final test for basics. And the thing about basics is it is very similar, as far as I know. I've never taught it, but in listening to students talk about it, to me, it is very similar to a very condensed college class. Like I said, it's four, maybe a little bit more than 4 weeks. But it's not a full semester. And yet you're going to get the information as if it was a full semester class. And what basics does is it kind of prepares you a little bit for what's going to come when you pass the end of course test for basics and you take the walk across the street the next day and you start the en route academy. It prepares you a little bit, because even though basics is a lot of information and you have to figure out how the FAA is going to ask questions and things of that sort, it's nothing like the onslaught of information that you are going to get when you walk across the street and when you start the academy. it's been described, the information has been described as being shot at you from a fire hose. Shot at your mouth, and you're trying to digest what they're shooting at you.
And it can be that way.
And that's one reason why I continue to advise you, if you are headed towards the academy, and if you have a date, and if you can get on the Discord and download the map for non-radar, that's why I suggest you start learning it before you get to Oklahoma City. Because the amount of information that they are going to feed you over the 3.5 weeks that you have of non-radar classroom is incredible. And pardon me. For the most part, for those of you that are truly just off the street with no aviation background, with no CTI background, it's a lot of information that doesn't make sense to you. And because of that, there's really only one way for people to get through the academy, especially the non-radar, but we'll get into how you have to continue this in radar, but you have to be a team. And a team, the saying is, a team is only as strong as its weakest link. And at the academy, that's true as well. And I have watched many a class and been in the classroom day in and day out with many different classes. And I've watched and I've made note of and I've tried to influence these classes. And I've seen some that were incredibly tight, were incredibly close, worked with each other all the time. And you could tell it. And those are the classes that end up getting not a 60% pass rate, but high 70s or even 80 or 90% pass rate. Now, in my 5 years when I was at the academy, I never saw a 100% class. And when I was an A-lead, pardon me, we came very, very close. I think one class we had 12 people. We came within 7 points on the final radar run of getting all 12 passed. We ended up having two that didn't pass. One didn't pass by 2 points. One didn't pass by 5 points. But there was also a person in that class who we did not expect to pass. And he was carried along by a classmate. That's how close that class was. They were helping each other. They were carrying each other. They cared about getting everybody across the line. I've also seen classes that didn't practice together, didn't study together. And it's a huge problem once you get into radar. You think, well, I can't study the problems like I can in non-radar. But there is so much that you can study together in radar. Now, non-radar, because a lot of you
have no experience.
It's imperative that you study together.
And here again, you have to include everybody.
Everybody has to be a part of that team, or it starts to fall apart. And I will tell you, the easiest and best way to learn something, to really learn something, is to teach it. I learned so much every class while I was in Oklahoma City. I learned so much in just trying to communicate that in this podcast. And I'm still trying to learn, trying to become a better speaker, a better coach, a better motivator. Anything that I can become better at so that I can pass that along in the podcast, in my coaching, in the programs that I'm trying to come up with. Because that's my goal. Now, your goal at the academy is passing. And believe me, I guarantee you 100% that if you get to the point where you are teaching others and leading others, it will help you in ways that you just wouldn't believe. And so teamwork at the academy may be the most important thing you ever do and that you ever commit to. And it's a commitment. It's a commitment that you have to make, whether the person you're working with truly messes something up or whether they don't, or whether you mess something up. You're all learning. You're all growing. You're all getting better each and every day. If, that's a big if you commit to it. If you commit to teamwork, to working together, to practicing together, to ensuring that each other are doing it the correct way, not just any way. Make sure that each of you are doing it the right way, the way you're supposed to. Practice it the right way, not just any way. If you do that, then everybody's scores will go up. And I saw this way back. I know this is so last century when I went through the academy. I wasn't practicing when we got into the lab. I did very well in academics, and then it was totally split up. You did academics, you took all your tests, then you went into the lab. And then there was one final test at the end. But we get into the lab, I was not practicing. And there were others in my class that were not practicing. And you could tell. We were not progressing. And then we had our first graded. And those of us who did poorly started practicing. And some who did very well on that first graded stopped practicing. But the vast majority of us didn't do as well as we had wanted, so we started practicing. And our lead instructor comes back from some leave, and as a class, we ran a problem incredibly well. And afterward, we're back in the classroom, and he goes, "What happened? What happened over the weekend? Last week, you guys were not doing very well and you were struggling. This week, you guys just nailed it. As a group, nailed it. And we looked at each other and said, we just practiced all weekend. As a group. And that's what can happen. Now, the program's different. The non-radar program is different. But the fact remains that when you commit to practicing, when you commit to helping each other, as opposed to trying to do it either on your own or in a small clique. Because even small cliques, you may think, well, all I need is 3 or 4 out of the 15. And we can let everybody else do what they want. Nah, it doesn't work. Because you're all in your little clique. You're getting the same information all the time. Your friends, you're not going to tell each other what they need to hear. You're not going to tell each other what you're doing wrong. You're not going to see a different way, possibly, of solving the problem. And that's what you get when you have an entire class that is working together. You get different ways of doing things. You get different remotes. You get different controllers you get to work with as a remote. You get better as a remote. And believe me, if you get better as a remote, you're going to get better as a controller. They go hand in hand. But you can only do that when you have the variety of an entire class to work with. If you stick with a 3 or 4 person clique, you're missing out. You're missing out. And you don't get the benefit of helping other people in your class to get better. And believe me, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. I found this out when I started coaching soccer. When I was a kid, it was amazing what I could learn trying to teach 5 and 6 year olds when I was in high school, teaching 5 and 6 year olds how to start playing soccer. It's amazing what you can learn from a very beginner. And it's one of the things that I try to strive for even now, learning from the students that I'm helping. Learning from each one of them. I try and learn something that I can use going forward and help the next student and help the next student. And it's the same thing I did when I was in Oklahoma City. So much of what the instructors tell you is something that they got from another student. And so it continues to be a teamwork type situation. But believe me, the little 3 and 4 person clique, you may pass, but you're not going to be as good as you could be. Your scores are not going to be as good as they could be. And because of that, you may not get to go to the facility that you truly want to go to. Because if the other 12 people are all practicing together, I guarantee you, they're going to end up being more well-rounded and better than the clique of 3 or 4. It's just the way it is. And you can choose to not believe me. You can choose to tell me I'm crazy. But I've been there. And I have seen it. And I have marveled at groups of students who banded together and pretty much willed each other across that finish line. and willed each other to pass. And so we've talked a lot so far about non-radar, and you know, it's so imperative to work together to get through non-radar. And it's so imperative to make sure that everybody in the class gets as many points as possible. Make it your goal. You know, and if you're in Oklahoma City, if you're in non-radar and you see someone struggling, help them. It will not just help them. I guarantee you it will help you become better. So help them. Reach out. Get others who are doing better to reach out and help the ones who are struggling. It's amazing the transformation, both in the ones you're helping and in you. And then when you get to radar, everybody, even those classes that did really well together and stayed together and worked together in non-radar, even those classes have a tendency when you get to radar to go, well, I don't have a radar at home. I can't practice at home. The only problem is there's so much new phraseology. There's so many new things happening. There are emergencies. There are steps for handling an emergency. All the departures, well, now they're different, and there's different phraseology, different steps for each one of those. You've got military change of destination, which you didn't have in non-radar. Now you have it. You've got manual handoffs, which of course you didn't have in non-radar. Now you have them. You've got point outs. You didn't have point outs in non-radar. Now you have them. And every single one of those things has steps that have to be done in a certain order and phraseology that goes along with it. And here again, you have a choice to make as a class and as an individual. You have a choice to make. Am I going to try and get through radar with its 70 plus points available? Actually, close to 80 points that are available in radar. Am I going to try and get through and try to accumulate all those points by myself? Or am I going to be the one that speaks up to my class and says, look, we worked in non-radar together. We need to work in radar even more, even harder, because there are so many more points available. Let's get all the points we can together. You know, it's kind of the motto. It's the name of the podcast, Side by Side ATC. There was a reason I wanted to call it that. And it really had nothing to do with the academy, but it had more to do with the fact that center controllers don't like TRACON controllers, who don't like tower controllers, who we all think that we're different, we all think that we're separate, we all think that we're better. And what it really is that we're all working side by side. And that was the impetus for the name. And then I got to thinking about what the Academy really is about. And what the Academy is about is learning how to work with other people. Yes, you're learning a lot of information about air traffic control, and you're having to put all that information into practice and show that you understand it to the point where you can adapt to what the FAA throws you in a scenario, and that you can use everything that you know and you can figure out what they want you to figure out. Yes. That's a big part of the Academy, but it's not all of it. Because what the FAA really wants is people who are going to work together to solve problems and to solve what the real world and what real pilots are going to throw at you. And it's not easy because, like I said, most of us are very type A and we want to solve the problems ourselves. But we can't always do that. Or even if we can, it may not be the quickest way to a solution, and it also may not be the best way to a solution. And especially at the academy, you can't lone wolf it. There may be one in, they generally have 1500 to 2,500 students a year. There may be one student a year that can lone wolf any of the programs at the academy and pass. I've seen people try, and I've seen them fail, which is the whole point of this podcast. Trying to ensure that you don't try to lone wolf it. You don't even try to small click it. Okay? You need the variety that is in your class. Whether you're at the academy right now, or whether you're going to the academy, or whether the academy is still just a dream that the FAA hasn't told you it's actually going to happen yet. But realize that you need variety. You need to work with people who are struggling, because when you help them, you're helping yourself. When you help them get better, you're helping yourself get better. 100% guarantee. And I challenge you, if any of you are in the academy or going through, or even those of you who have been through it, if you ever can honestly say that you spent a lot of effort trying to help someone who was struggling and you did not get better, send me an email. Or even better, make it public. Leave a review for this podcast and say, I tried to help someone and it didn't help me at all. That's how sure I am of that. I've seen it. I've seen it in my life. I've seen it in students' lives at the academy. I've watched them help someone else, and it solidifies everything that they need to know. Because when you try and teach it, you have to know it. You have to know it better than if you weren't trying to teach it. Okay? So teamwork. Teamwork at the academy. And I don't care which discipline you're going through. They put you through N90. Okay. Go through it together. Astound your instructors, because that's what you will do if you choose to do it together. TRACON, same thing. Choose to do it together. Choose to work together. Choose to do everything you can together. And you will astound your instructors. Tower, same thing. Especially if there are a bunch of you with no experience, nothing, no background, no aviation background. You have to help each other. And if you do, and you band together as a team, and you work these things, you will amaze and astound every instructor that works with your class.
And en route,
it's not just something where you're going to astound your instructors. It's something that you absolutely, positively have to do. And you need to do. That is how important teamwork is. And I challenge you, prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Because like I said, I was up there. Not only did I go through it personally a few years ago.
More than a few years ago.
But I was up there as an instructor and as a classroom instructor for 5 years. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've challenged students when they were up there to show me something new. Show me a new way of doing it. Show me, heck, I told them, show me a new mistake. Because I've seen most of them. But I have watched as classes have gone through the program up there. And I've watched them do it together, and I've watched them do it apart. I've watched them do non-radar together and then fall apart during radar. I've had them actually tell me, we're not studying anymore together. And I'm like, when they were in radar, and I'm just like, oh, you do realize how many points are up for grabs in radar? If you guys were practicing together for 14 points in non-radar on the evals, how come you're not practicing together for the 66 points in the radar evals? Really? It doesn't make sense. And yes, you can practice together. And you need to practice together. Okay, that's me off my soapbox. That's what this podcast gives me. It gives me a soapbox to stand on. And so, hopefully, you'll continue listening until the very end of this. Still, looking forward to the webinar coming up Wednesday, August 16th. Wednesday. Saturday. Saturday, August 16th. 10 a.m. Golly, you guys are going to be even more confused than I am about when that thing is. So it's 10 o'clock, Saturday, August 16th. I still have a few of the backpacks available. When you sign up, we'll get that out to you. And again, just letting you guys know, the special announcements podcast from last week went over a lot of it. Really, all you need to know right now, if you're not at the academy, sign up with your email at the very least, okay? And if you put a $100 deposit down, you lock in the current sale price that is going on. And the coaching program price is going to increase significantly. The video lesson program the price is going to increase significantly. And so what I would love is for everyone who might be going to the academy in the next year, 2 years, even 3 years, lock in the price now. Lock in the price now. It only costs you $100. Okay? And you'll get to lock it in for good. Not just for a year, for good. I'm not doing away with the information. And don't worry about, you know, signing up, giving me your email. Those of you who have given me your email, you know, I don't send out a lot of emails. I don't have this thing automated. I don't have just automatic responses that are going to go out to you. Every response that I send out, I'm writing right then. And will continue to do so for as long as I can. Because that's what I want to do. And that's more of who I am than anything else. So, don't worry about getting a bunch of emails from Tom. He's not going to do that. Okay? And so, that's about all I have for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. As I've said on past podcasts, I'm a numbers guy, so I'm always looking, okay, how many people have listened to it, how many people have downloaded, how many, you know, I have months of data for each episode and the podcast as a whole, and I'm still amazed, and I'm still humbled so much by the fact that y'all still listen and you're still interested and the numbers keep going up. And just thank you so much. It means so much to me. And when you make a comment, when you give me a review, when you send me an email, it means a lot. And for those of you that I have worked with in the past as clients and as students, thank you for your comments. Thank you so much. It means a lot. And just realize that the relationship that we build between coach and student, it doesn't end when you leave Oklahoma City. It doesn't end. It never has. I still keep in touch with students that I had before. I'm still interested in how they're doing, what they're doing. So, but thank you again so much for listening. You can still email me at tomhaines@sidebysideatc.com. The website for the coaching program and for the video lessons is attractwell, attractwell.com/sidebysideatc.com. Yeah, no dot on that second one. And yes, I'm still trying to work on getting that little com off the end. But for now, it's on there. The links will be in the show notes for the podcast. You can click on either one of those and it'll take you to the email or to the website. If the website confuses you, just email me and we'll work on it. Okay? Like I said, I'm not a website developer. I'm getting a little bit better. I'm trying to learn more and more about what Attractwell offers. I've gone there mainly so they can host the video program. But thank you again so much for listening. And just remember, no matter where you are in your journey, or if you're at the academy, hey, let me know. Drop me an email just to talk. If you have a question about anything that's going on, if you're at the academy, just let me know. I'll answer it. I always will answer it. If you're looking forward to going to the academy, either soon, fairly soon, maybe soon, maybe not soon, let me know and we'll talk. We can either talk on the phone, we can talk on Zoom, or we can talk via email or even text. It doesn't matter. Like I said, I'm not going to load up your inbox with emails. I will respond to what you send me. But thank you so much again for listening. Remember, don't try to do this alone. Get someone to help you go through it, whether it's me or someone else. Get someone to help you go through it. But that's why I'm here, And that's why the podcast is here, to help you get through it and to be with you there side by side. Have a great week.